According to the National Center for Health Statistics, the state of Maryland has a divorce rate of 2.9 per 1,000 residents, an average that is one of the lowest in the country. Contrary to this low divorce rate, it is now very common for our children to grow up having parents in separate households who were never married at all. Particularly in low-income families, these parents receive very little opportunity to formally and legally develop a solid custody structure, something that will guarantee that their children are able to build strong relationships with both parents. As a result, when separation among these parents occurs, they often forget or don't know how to work in the best interests of their son or daughter. It is because of this that House Bill 687 has been introduced. This bill, which was approved with the help of Maryland State Delegate Jill P. Carter and others, will analyze the child custody decision-making process. This procedure will attempt to identify the advantages and disadvantages of joint physical custody and the impact of joint physical custody on the health and well-being of children. The Commission shall submit an interim report of its findings and recommendations to the Governor after having held 5 public hearings on or before December 31, 2013. There have been 4 public hearings held to date, with the final hearing to be held on December 11th. The Commission will provide suggestions to the Governor based on information obtained through each public hearing on December 1, 2014. This Commission means an opportunity for us to focus attention to child custody cases among single parents, as well as those who have been divorced. House Bill 687 will allow us to observe these overlooked situations and ensure that our children are our primary focus, allowing them to have healthy relationships with both parents. I'm Joe Jones, President of the Center for Urban Families, for WYPR, your NPR news station.